Thanks for listening to the Cool Church Podcast. This is Joanne Wilson, co-pastor at Cool Church. We're praying that wherever you are on this journey, that this message encourages you. And we want you to know that you were created out of love. And now, here's today's message.
Cool family, thank you so much for joining me on this Good Friday. This is a very special time for God's people as we take a moment to commemorate the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And this time will be special because we're also going to be partaking in one of the holy sacraments, communion. So before we begin, I would like to just really take a moment right now, wherever you are in your home, make sure you grab the elements. Maybe you want to grab something to drink and also grab some type of bread, because during today's special message, not only will I be teaching you about the elements of communion, while I'm giving you this teaching, we're going to partake in the Holy Communion. And I love to read what the Apostle Paul says out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 26, as he tells us, as he transcribes what happens on the night of the Last Supper. He says, "For I have received from the Lord what I also pass on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night that he was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." For whenever you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. On this Good Friday, prepared a message for you entitled, "Remember Me." Remember me. Saints, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. God, I thank you that before the earth began to spin on its axis, you knew each and every person that was going to be watching this right now on this Good Friday, on this holy day. And God, I pray that these words will not be my own, but that I would lie down as you rise up, Lord Jesus. I pray that you would open hearts, minds, and ears to be receptive to a word that will always be about Jesus. God, may we take a moment right now, as we're in our homes, as we're in moments of solitude, to take a real moment to remember your son, Jesus, and what he's done for us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. See, Good Friday has been a day marked in history to commemorate the crucifixion of Jesus. And today is not good because of what Jesus Christ had to go through. It's good because of the reason that he chose to go through it, which was you and me. What ended up being the worst day for our Savior was the best day for us. And I know this because the Bible tells me that God made him who had no sin to become sin for us, so that in him we would become the righteousness of God. As it tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:21, as Christians, we must never forget the sacrifice for us. We must continually, the Bible tells us, remember this sacrifice. And how do we remember it? By partaking, like I said, in the holy sacraments, one of the holy sacraments called communion. And we do what the Apostle Paul teaches us in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 11:24, I'll read it again, says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" The bread that would have been used in this tradition would have been unleavened bread. That's bread without yeast. It would have been a flat type of bread, not like this wafer. It would have been flat like this, but it would have been a lot larger and a lot softer. But I love unleavened bread because, like I said, it is bread without yeast. And this bread gets its fame from the Israelites when they had a mass exodus from Egypt. And during the first Passover, God tells his people to make bread without yeast, that is unleavened. And we read about this in Deuteronomy 16:3. It says, do not eat bread made with yeast, but for 7 days eat unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, because you left Egypt in haste. I love that. So that all the days of your life, you may remember the time that you departed from Egypt. Because God allowed the Israelites to leave Egypt so fast, he says, I want you to make bread. I don't even want you to put yeast in it. The time that the bread is going to take to rise is too long, because you're going to exit that place fast. So I want you to make bread without yeast to commemorate. I want you to remember how fast I delivered you. And from that point on in history, unleavened bread or bread without yeast became a symbol of deliverance for the Hebrew people. I love that in the same turn, Jesus calls himself the bread of life. He says this in John 6:35. He says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. I find it interesting that the unleavened bread became a symbol of deliverance out of Egypt, but Jesus is the bread of life, who is a symbol of deliverance for all of creation. It's so powerful. You see, not only is the unleavened bread a symbol of deliverance, but unleavened bread is interesting because yeast, the thing that makes the bread actually rise, which would make it leavened bread, is also symbolic biblically for sin. You say, how so? Well, see, a small amount of yeast, once it touches the dough, it actually makes the entire loaf rise. We have this entire loaf right here, and this is bread that has been made with yeast. And just a little bit of yeast infects an entire batch of dough. And Paul used leavened bread as an example when he was speaking to the Corinthian church to explain how sin can spread rapidly amongst humanity. He says in 1 Corinthians 5:6-8, he says, your boasting is not good. Don't you know that a little yeast leavens the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old yeast so that you may be a new unleavened batch as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the festival, not with the old bread leavened with malice and wickedness, but with unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And truth be told, the Bible says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. There's a little bit of yeast. There's a little bit of leaven inside of all of us. And that sin, it wants to spread throughout your entire life until it takes everything over, until it corrupts the entire batch of your life. So how do we become this unleavened bread that Paul talks about? It is impossible without Jesus. Jesus himself, I love this. Look at this picture. Jesus is the unleavened bread, but what does he do? He takes sin, or he takes the yeast away from us, and he takes it on himself. So now the bread without the yeast, the unleavened bread, the perfect bread, it takes on the yeast, and the yeast spreads throughout it. This is the picture of what Jesus Christ does for us on the cross. He takes what we have in us, he takes it upon himself, and it changes him. And the beautiful part about it is because the yeast or the sin changes who he is, he that knew no sin becomes sin for us. Well, if the wages of sin is death, then the only way to defeat sin was that sin had to be, it had to be broken for us. This is the picture of Jesus. Jesus takes his perfect nature and he becomes imperfect for us. And because he has to live with our imperfections, God breaks him on the cross. Jesus is the bread of life that is broken for our sins. He takes all of our humanity and we get all of his righteousness, all of his grace, all of his perfection is poured out upon us. So when God sees us, He doesn't see us like the bread that is leavened. He sees us like the unleavened bread because he now sees us the way he sees the Son. I love the fact that Jesus was broken for us because it speaks about the brokenness of humanity. There might be a person that is watching this today and you may feel broken. I want you to understand, we serve the God that understands brokenness. As a matter of fact, your brokenness is attractional to our God. For the Bible says that he is close to the brokenhearted. Saints, today as we partake in this holy act of communion, may we be reminded that Jesus took on our imperfect nature and gave us his perfect nature. If you believe that, why don't you break bread with me as we partake together? Father God, I thank you for your broken body. You took perfection and you switched places with us, God. You allowed the yeast of sin to permeate through who you were so that we could take on your righteousness, God. We are thankful for your broken body. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us partake together. I love that as we continue to partake in this communion, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 11:25, that in the same way after supper, he took the cup saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." That word covenant comes from a Greek word and it's called diatheke. And it means compact or testament or will. In some context, it means promise. I love that thought of will because it's not like God's will for your life, but the will that it's really speaking of is like a will and testament. Jesus is telling us that this blood gives us access to the promise of eternal life, the same way that a will and testament would give somebody access to someone else's belongings after their death, as if the person created a will. As I'm getting older, you know you're old when you have things like life insurance. That makes you feel grown up, makes you feel like you're adulting. And I'll never forget the first time that me and my wife applied for life insurance. I wanted to make sure that in the event that something happened to me, my family was taken care of. I've had life insurance now for a while, and a part of having life insurance is you gotta have a will. You gotta decide who's gonna get what belongs to you after you're gone. Well, in my case, my family gets everything. My wife and my daughter, in the case of my untimely demise, they receive the benefits of the things that I had in my life because of my will. I love this because what the Bible is telling us, and it teaches us very clear, that we cannot have access to the will of God without proof of death. My family cannot have what I have decided for them to have until there's proof that I am no longer here. And it's the same thing with the will of God. Look what Hebrews 9, 16 through 17 says. It says, "In the case of a will, it is necessary to prove death of the one who made it, because a will is enforced only when somebody has died. It never takes effect while the person who made it is living." Hebrews 9:22 says, "In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed by blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. This is why the blood of Jesus is important, because more than anything, it's evidence. What are you saying? The blood of Jesus is proof of his death on a cross. And because of his blood that was poured out upon all of humanity, we have proof that he actually died. And because we have proof that Jesus died, we have access to the will of God. The blood is so powerful and it's so important because Jesus, he signs the will with his blood that gives us access to the promise of eternal relationship with God. That's why the old hymns are sung that say, what could wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I'm so thankful for the mighty blood of Jesus that washes my sins as white as snow. I'm so thankful for the mighty blood of Jesus that gives me access to the will of God so I can partake in the promise of eternal relationship with him. This blood, it does not matter what color, culture, or creed we hail from, red or yellow, black and white, we are precious in his sight. It does not matter where we come from. We are all sons and daughters, brothers and sisters with one another, because God does not see our color. All he sees is that we are washed white as snow by the blood of his son, Jesus. If you believe that, say amen. Today, as we hold up the element of the cup, let us pray and show thanks to the blood of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for this cup of the new covenant in your blood. This cup gives us access to the will of God. God, may we never forget that you have a will that you signed in your blood as evidence that we have access now to the promise. We love you, praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us partake together. So powerful. Well, finally, the apostle goes on to say in 1 Corinthians 11:26, for whenever you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. If you read this in the King James, it would say something like, for whenever you eat the bread and you drink the cup, you do shew the Lord's death until he comes. That phrase in the Greek is katangelo, and it means to announce, to declare, to make known, to proclaim publicly, to publish. Let me tell you something, saints. Because his body has been broken, and because his blood has been spilled, today we can proudly proclaim the power, the name of Jesus until the Lord comes again. And make no mistake, friends, he's coming back. And until he comes, we must continue to proclaim his death. We must continue to speak it out. Until he arrives, we will not be silent. We will not be muted. We will not be muzzled. We will announce, we will declare, we will publish, we will proclaim and make known that today is a good Friday because Jesus was broken and his blood was spilled for us. It's a good Friday today because the world has to remember what Jesus did for us. And with the current state of the world, now more than ever, we need to do what Jesus said. Remember me. Remember me. I believe that God allowed this world and this time to slow down so that we can all take a moment to remember Jesus. Maybe you're in the sound of my voice today, and maybe you've been so caught up in life that you haven't taken the proper time to do what Jesus said. Remember me. It's time for you to remember exactly who Jesus is. And in case you forgot, I want you to know you should remember him because his body was broken and his blood was spilled so that we would all have an opportunity at having an eternal relationship with God, our Creator. An opportunity, a favorable time for the attainment of the goal. There is no better time than right now to gain access to the will of God. Because his body was broken and his blood was spilled to give you access. If you're in the sound of my voice, you say, I want to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I don't want to forget what he has done for me. I want to remember. There's no better way to thank Jesus than to receive him in your life. He's done all the work. You don't have to be broken. You don't have to bleed out. He's already done that for you. All you got to do is receive the work of the cross that we celebrate today. It was a bad Friday for Jesus, but it's a good Friday for you because of the sacrifice of the cross. If you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, maybe wherever you are, maybe you just raise your hand. Just raise it right now. Raise it. Maybe you want to click the button, raise a hand, say, I want to receive Jesus right now. If that's you, just reach your hands towards the screen. Let me pray for you. Let me pray for you right now. Father God, I thank you for each and every person that has decided to be called a son or a daughter of the Most High God. God, your body was broken, God, because you took all of their sin and your blood was spilled as evidence that gives them access to the will of God. I want everybody in the sound of my voice to repeat after me. Say, dear Jesus, I've sinned. I'm not proud of it, but I admit it. Today, I lay my sin down. Take it, I pray. I don't want it anymore. I reach to heaven to receive your forgiveness, to take the place of my sin. I ask that you would accept me into your wonderful family. Today, I give my life completely to you. I'm yours, Lord. Amen. I'm so proud of you. What better day than Good Friday for you to experience the goodness of God? Saints, I love you so much. On this sacred day, may we never forget what Jesus was willing to do for us. I love you so much. We pray and bless you before you go. God, I pray right now you will bless the greatest folks in the world, folks of Cool Church. Bless them as they rise up, as they lie down, as they go out, as they come in, they're laboring in their leisure. God, surround them with your presence, and may they never forget why it's a good Friday, because you're willing to risk it all for all of us. God, we love you. We praise you. Protect my family as they go. In Jesus' name, amen. Love y'all, saints. You guys are awesome. Thank you for tuning in with us today. Hey, you accepted Jesus? Then make sure you click that button and do not miss Easter Sunday. It's going to be the greatest Sunday of all time. Spread the word. It's going to be awesome. Love y'all. Peace.
Thank you so much for listening. To hear more messages like this one, please be sure to subscribe and check out our podcast channel. And if you like what you've heard, please consider sharing it with your friends, because it helps so much. Don't forget to connect with us at our website, thecoolchurch.com. And always remember that you were created out of love.